The question which I propose tonight about helicopter services of the Northwest brings me back to a debate in this House, an adjournment debate in February 1998, and I was present that night, and it was after the untimely death of John Oglesby from Kincashley in Donegal, when he died aboard his fishing vessel, the Neptune, off the Mayo coast at that time. And that led to a campaign to provide emergency services around the coast. And the government of the day, the Taoiseach, Charlie Haughey, and the Minister for Marine, Brendan Daly, and I was Minister of State at that time, they established a group under the chairmanship of the former Guard the Commissioner, Raymond Doherty. It was an independent expert group, and they came up with a number of recommendations. And as a result of that, we have these services around the coast. But in relation to the present day, there are real and genuine concerns about the new aircraft and their suitability for island-related helicopter emergency medical service near the Hems. There are some trying to suggest that these services are secondary to search and rescue, but that is not a fact. Search and rescue and the emergency services, medical services, are both equally important. And our island communities are extremely worried at this time that the helicopter services that will be provided going forward may not be as good as those that have been provided over the last number of years, because of the fact that there's a change in the type of helicopter that is now providing the services. So I would pose a number of questions to the Minister of State with responsibility, I believe, and that is to ask him, will Rescue 118 maintain its 24-hour coverage once transferred to the new company, or will it be reduced to a 12-hour service as it is in Shannon at the moment? Why has the transition process been so unclear, leaving crews and communities in the dark about their own future? I believe that deserves clarity. And what contingency plans are in place to ensure uninterrupted SAR coverage, particularly for islands and rural communities? And can the government guarantee that the new company will meet the contract's original commitment of all-weather 24-hour service 365 days in the year? There are concerns that stretchers may not, and I'll just say this, may not fit into the helicopters they have in the past. And if one has a heart attack or one has spinal injuries, of course a stretcher is absolutely essential. So that deserves clarity. And we must remember, in the last helicopters, they could have 20 survivors and two stretchers in the helicopter. So there has to be clarity in relation to this. So I would hope that after the Minister's response tonight, that we'll be in a better position to clarify for our fishing sector and for our island communities the importance of this service, and I would leave it to the Minister to respond.
And thank you very much, Deputy, for the question. And as Minister for State for International Road Transport, Logistics, Rails and Ports, I welcome the opportunity to participate in this debate here tonight on the new Coast Guard Aviation Service. The Irish Coast Guard Search and Rescue Aviation Services are provided under a contract which is currently transitioning to Bristow Ireland Limited, BIL. The previous contractor, CHCI, had operated the service since 2012. On the 30th of May 2023, the government approved the decision to award a contract for provision of the next National SAR Aviation Service to Bristow Helicopters. The decision to award the next contract for the delivery of an enhanced contract specification followed a comprehensive and robust public procurement process, which was undertaken fully in accordance with all national and EU procurement rules. Bristow Ireland was established in August 2020 and is a subsidiary of Bristow Group Incorporated, a US-based multinational company. Bristow Group Incorporated currently operates similar contracts for SAR services for governments in the UK, the Netherlands, and they also have extensive experience in supporting the oil and the gas business internationally. The total cost of the new contract signed on the 11th of August 2023 for the standard 10-year contract term for a rotary wing element plus a 5-year minimum term for the fixed wing element amounts to $816 million, including VAT. The Minister has the discretion to extend both the rotary and fixed wing elements to a maximum of 13 years. The new enhanced contract specification provides for the operation of 6 AW189 helicopters, 5 of which are newly built and have already been accepted into service by Bristow, and the 6th helicopter is scheduled to enter service in September of this year. In addition, for the first time, the new contract includes a fixed wing element, which will be delivered by 2 XL Ireland subcontractors to BIL, using 2 King Air aircraft. The fixed wing service, which recently commenced operations, is a notable addition to the state, enhancing the Coast Guard's SAR capabilities, including inland and maritime, provision of top cover communications for longer range helicopter missions, and airdroppable life raft capability, maritime environmental protection measures, including investigation of pollution and ship casualty reports, and capacity to transport up to 3 walk-on patients for emergency national or international transfers. The new integrated aviation service will enhance the Coast Guard's ability to deliver on its core services, including maritime and inland search and rescue, conducting maritime environmental monitoring, including pollution checks, providing aeromedical supports to HSC and National Ambulance Service, including helicopter emergency services, or HEMS, and inter-hospital transfers, provision of day and nighttime aeromedical support to the offshore island communities, and provision of other aviation supports to state organisations. The new contract also provides improved crew accommodation facilities and enhanced mission management technology. The regulatory certification secured in 2024 included approval to conduct helicopter emergency medical services, or HEMS. In April of this year, BIL was notified by the IAA that the stretcher in use by Bristow was not yet fully certified for HEMS activity. I understand that IAA directive relates only to the use of stretchers on board HEMS missions, and that the decision therefore has no impact on the delivery of the primary Coast Guard aviation services, most notably search and rescue activities. This temporary HEMS stretcher restriction only applies to the Shannon base, and the Coast Guard continues to provide nationwide HIMS support to HSC and NAS from its bases in Sligo, Waterford and Dublin. I understand that Bristow has identified a replacement solution and expects to issue this shortly.
Just to, Minister, thank you for your response, and I hope it clarifies some of the misunderstandings that may have arisen. But perhaps you could clarify the temporary HEM stretcher restriction only applies to the Shannon base and Coast Guard continues to provide nation. Why the differentiation, or is that only a temporary measure? And could the Minister also confirm that the Rescue 118 maintains its 24-hour coverage once it transfers or has transferred to Bristow, Ireland, or might it be reduced to a 12-hour service as seen in Shannon? Or are there plans to, because whatever part of the coast that fishing vessels are, if there's medical assistance needed, all parts of the coast are important. And why the 12-hour service out of Shannon while there's 24-hour service out of the other areas, and particularly Sligo in the northwest? Can he clarify if Sligo will maintain its 24-hour coverage, which is all important? And it's often said, as of now, that if one has a heart attack on Tory Island or Narmore Island, that it's better having it there because they'll be in Derry or in Letterkenny or in Sligo and Galway more quickly than they would be if they're in the along the coast, which can take a number of hours to get there by ambulance. So perhaps the Minister could clarify a few of those questions for me. Thank you.
And Deputy, just to finish off on one thing, following an engagement process with both contractors, The dates for the transfer of the remaining three bases have been revised. So Weston is the 1st of July 2025, Sligo the 15th of December 2025, and Waterford the 31st of January 2026. And I just want to reiterate that the Department of Transport is prioritising the safe and effective transition of this aviation contract without interruption of service, and is ensuring that the two contracted operators, CHCI and BIL, are providing sufficient capacity, expertise and resources to maintain safe search and rescue operations on a 24/7 basis across all areas of the country throughout this process. The Department has engaged with both contractors to facilitate revised transition timelines, as I've stated. The transition timeline following engagement and agreement between the two operators has been extended to February 2026 at no cost to the Exchequer. The operation of four bases provides the resilience for service delivery so that when individual bases become temporarily unavailable, the workload is shared among the other bases and the specific requirements for each mission being assessed as they arise. In the case of both contracts, availability of any base can range from full availability to partial availability or temporary availability. The new contract operated by Bristow Island will increase the capacity and capability of the Coast Guard to provide a range of essential services that are of strategic importance to the state, including maritime and inland sea and rescue, environmental monitoring and aerial medical support. And I recognise the critical importance of this service to our offshore islands, in particular who rely on the Irish Coast Guard to provide day and night time aeromedical support to these communities. The Department will not risk or allow any risks to be taken in a rush to meet contractual deadlines. Safety of crew is the overarching priority, and I wish to reiterate that during this transition phase, the continued safe, efficient and effective aviation service is the overarching priority for the government. Thank you.